Midden FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
We last heard from our gallant crew on the MV Glenmidden as they pulled out of Kinloch Moidart, taking the old historic wooden pier with them. Meanwhile, the pier has been stored in small pieces in the hulk, waiting to be transformed into a brand new cabin for Clarty Maggie, who is still sharing with Chief Engineer Scotty. Thinking they were safely on their way to Uig, the captain allowed the navigating officer to once more take over the plotting of the course.
I hope you're reading that chart the right way round this time.
I've sorted it all out. See, I've written top up here to make sure. Anyway, by my reckoning, we should be seeing Uig in about 10 minutes.
For your sake, I certainly hope so. Sandy, have you got that radio working yet?
As I told you, the thing is well and truly knackered, but I think I may have cracked it. If I stick these two wires together with a bit of tape, and then shove this wire in that socket, and take this aerial and shove it up here out of the window on a long pole, we may just be in business.
Is there anything we can do to help?
No, just listen to the radio and see if you get a signal while I hang this out of the window. Can you hear anything yet?
No, nothing. Try a bit further to your left.
Anything yet?
No, try it further over the side.
That better?
A bit further. Hold on, something's happening. Maybe it's the coast guards trying to get through. Move a bit to your left.
Cheshire Radio Julian, a crewskuller to the Nilengsianich Agus Ohailish.
A fantastic tune from Spain, Imagaguan.
What on earth is that?
I think it's one of the foreign stations, but it's certainly not the coast guards.
Sandy, I think you better come back and see if you can do anything with this thing. We're getting reception, but not the sort we wanted. Scotty, have you been keeping an eye on that navigating officer? We are heading in the right direction this time, aren't we?
Aye, Captain. I've told him that if it gets us lost one more time, then I'll set Maggie on him. That should do the trick.
Oh, he loves me that much that he can't stop talking about me.
Woman, you'll give me heart failure. You're creeping up on people like that.
Well, if that ever happens, I can give you mouth to mouth and get your ticker going like it's never gone before. You'll be like Sleeping Beauty, and I'd wake you with a big, big kiss.
Captain, I want you to promise me that if I ever day collapse for any reason, don't let that mad woman near me.
Scotty, I think we have a bigger problem in our hands. Look.
What's wrong now?
Isn't that poor tree harbour? All those brightly coloured houses?
Aye, it could be. Or it could be Tobermory.
He wouldn't.
No, that is surely Portree Harbour. I'd recognise that big lump anywhere.
Woman, I tell you, get your hands off me.
I don't believe this. He's missed Uig again. I'll kill him. Scotty, come with me. We need to sort this out at once.
The captain sends Robert Thatcher, the navigating officer, back to his cabin and entrusts Maggie and Scotty to get the ship to Uig, no matter what it takes. Scotty decides they should go ashore and see what help they can get. Meanwhile, the captain retires to his cabin with a headache and a bottle of gin.
Look at all those big muscular men. They're looking at me in the most inappropriate way. Thank goodness I have the big strong arms of my own Scotty to take care of me.
Oh, woman, they're no looking at you in an inappropriate way. That look is fear. The fear you might talk to them. Now, come on. We need to think of a way to get this ship to Uig without the help of that big numpty, blumpy Bob who couldn't navigate his way out of paper bag. I think I've just had a wheeze.
That'll be all those wood pines you smoke. They're not good for your big, manly lungs.
A wheeze, woman. An idea. I'm going to see the bus driver.
Wait for me.
Oh, driver, hold on a minute.
Are you talking to me? If you're getting on, get on. If you're no, then get off.
Aye, I wondered if you could do us a favour.
I'll just check in my driver's handbook. Let's see. Favours for people who don't want to get on the bus. No, just as I thought. Nothing under that one. Now get on or off.
Here, let me handle this. You look like a big strong man who knows what's what.
Aye, I ken what's what. I also ken what's not. And you're not getting on this bus unless you pay.
Oh aye, that helped. Here, get off the bus. Listen, where's this bus going?
Not that it's any business of yours, but this is Scrapson's historic coach tour. It's headed for the seaside town of Uig at the north end of the island.
Scrapson's?
Aye, Scrapson's coaches. Been running on the island for the last 80 years. I've been driving the same coach for 60 of them. She's a fine specimen of Scottish building. Look at the detail on those wooden benches.
Should those not be seats with padding?
Aye, but during the war it was difficult to get padding. You'd be alright, with a bahookie the one size, you come with your own padding.
Some men like something solid to hold on to.
Maybe they do, Hen, but it would be nice to get round it without taking the scenic route.
Anyway, can you do us a favour? We're on the MV Glenmidden that's berthed in the harbour, but we need to get to Oog, and our navigating officer is as much use as a chocolate teapot. I was wondering if we could follow you round the coastal route.
How many on your boat?
13 and a cat.
That's 250 ahead and 150 for the cat.
What, you're going to charge us for following you?
Aye, well, you may as well be on the bus, so I reckon that you need to pay the fare.
Only one of its God Scrapsons, you're a bandit.
Take it or leave it.
So, with the fares paid, Scotty and Maggie return to the MV Glenmidden and inform Dick to follow that coach. With two rest stops and a photo opportunity break, the ship is about to dock in Oog at long last.
Left hand down a bit, Dick. A bit further over to your right. Okay, now back up. Wait, bring your beam astern. That's it. Now gently manoeuvre it in. Beautiful work, Dick. You certainly have a gift.
Thanks, Captain. Can you let go of my hand now? I need to adjust my gimbals.
Oh, sorry, Dick. I was just getting carried away there. Yes, indeed. If the gimbals weren't working, then goodness knows where we'd be.
Would you like me to tie us up, Captain?
That would be nice, Dick. But first I think we should get moored to the harbour and see the Calmac office about our first run. I'd better make an announcement first. Attention, crew. We have finally arrived at Oog. We have one day before we leave, so please take this opportunity to go ashore and get any provisions, etc. And thank you all for your help getting us here.
Finally, the ship has arrived. Of course, Calmac have yet to see the ferry and inspect it, but hopefully now that Roger has finished painting it and Maggie has put on some fresh coffee to mask the smell of the old chip fat, all will be plain sailing. Or will it? Tune in next week, same time, same channel, for further Glenmidden Chronicles.
That was the Glenmidden Chronicles, presented by Coolin FM. Voices in no particular order were supplied by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, John Grundy, and Shona Campbell. This has been an Old Mission House production for Coolin FM.